Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to episode number 496 of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. I have a special guest today. Dr. Sanaz Majd is going to help me and you make sense of a very surprising new research finding having to do with heart health. Now, if that name sounds familiar, Dr. Majd was formerly the host of the House Call Doctor podcast here on the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, and she now has a YouTube channel called Majd MD, M-A-J-D-M-D, on YouTube. Welcome back to the podcast, Sanaz.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So a couple of weeks ago, I had some basic blood work done for my routine physical, and all the numbers looked pretty good. But my doctor and I were high-fiving each other about my high HDL score. It was 88. So just by way of a quick review, there are lots of different kinds of cholesterol in your blood. And HDL, which stands for high-density lipoprotein, is the one that we often refer to as good cholesterol. We don't want that number to be too low because having an HDL level below 40 puts you at increased risk of heart disease. And that's why you'll find several articles in the Nutrition Diva podcast archives with strategies for increasing your HDL level. So needless to say, I was feeling pretty smug about having an HDL level that was more than twice that target level. But then just a couple of days later, a new study came out with some, to me, shocking news. It found that although low HDL levels are a risk factor for heart disease, the study found that very high HDL levels, such as mine, may not be cause for celebration. Because in this study, those with HDL levels higher than 60 also had an increased risk for heart attack or death due to heart disease. My first call, of course, was to Dr. Majd to ask her to help us understand whether or not having high HDL levels is something that we need to worry about. Dr. Majd, what can you tell us?
Well, honestly, Monica, if you're in trouble, then I'm in worse shape than you because my HDL was 108 and I'm a vegetarian, so I always attributed it to that and I never gave it a second thought until now. But I did look into this a bit more and there are a few recent studies that came out showing similar findings, but then there are other studies that have shown the exact opposite. So honestly, the jury is still out on this one. It's probably not enough for me to change my practice on this, but perhaps it's enough to get the conversation going and maybe wait for further research that shows us exactly how elevated HDLs can equate to dysfunctional HDLs. The question honestly really is, does everybody with an elevated HDL have dysfunctional HDLs or is it just a subset of people?
Well, before you go on, can you help me understand what you mean by dysfunctional HDL? Now, I've written in the past about how the size and the shape of cholesterol particles may be an important factor, not just whether they're high or low density. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Is this a similar situation?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's just a hypothesis right now, but the theory is that it's really the quality of the HDL. So just because you have very high levels of the good cholesterol, it doesn't mean that they're working properly, that basically they've gone out of whack. And so they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is to actually transport the bad cholesterol in the arteries and in the rest of the body to the liver, where it gets processed, filtered, and then eliminated from the body. So if it's not doing that, it's hanging out, that bad cholesterol is hanging out more in the arteries, causing plaques, and hence increased risk of heart disease.
So before we could really respond to this new research, we might need more sensitive tests that might be able to help us distinguish these different types of HDL cholesterol. That could just be a more complex category than we previously recognized.
Yes, exactly.
My interview with Dr. Sanaz Majd continues right after this short message from our sponsor. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Okay, so tell us what this latest study actually found.
Yeah, so the study involved about 3,000 people with established heart disease, which is key, and an average age of 63. And what it showed was that those people who have an HDL of over 60, which is what the study defines as very high cholesterol HDL levels, these people actually have 50% higher risk of developing, dying from a heart-related event compared to those people who have an HDL between 41 and 60. Now, it doesn't say much about people like me and you, Monica, who may be younger, who don't have established heart disease or even risk factors for heart disease. So I wouldn't quite lose sleep over it, especially if your other cholesterol numbers are at target, and or if you don't have risk factors or heart disease itself.
Well, I have to say that is reassuring because, you know, the things that are associated with higher HDL levels are generally healthy habits. So for example, when people ask me how to boost low HDL levels, I might suggest that they lose weight if they need to, or exercise more, or increase the fiber content of their diet. And I can't see advising anybody to gain weight or exercise less or eat less fiber in order to bring down their HDL levels. But what about those people who do have high LDL cholesterol levels or heart disease or other risk factors? Should they be worried about high HDL levels?
Well, you know, currently the treatment guidelines have not changed based on just these few studies. So right now we're still targeting to lower LDL cholesterol, which has been classically the type of cholesterol that's been most associated with developing heart disease and research findings. So our target is still to lower that and not to really change HDL in either direction necessarily. We need more data. You know, it's at the baby stages of these findings. And so I know that the treatment guidelines are not going to change for doctors until we have more information about it. But I'll be honest, it's probably enough that if I see patients with established heart disease or significant risk factors for heart disease, and they do have an elevated, a very high HDL, which I'll tell you, by the way, is not very common. I don't see it very much. But if I do see it, it'll probably cross my mind. But it wouldn't really change my management at this point. It would just be food for thought and, no pun intended, nutrition diva.
Well, and of course, so often we do get these health headlines that come across the news wires that have important research findings, but are still too preliminary to lead us to change our behaviors. And so that's also really helpful to know which things are worth changing what we're doing and which things are really just information that we're going to continue to gather. So thank you so much for helping us put that in perspective.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun having the chance to talk to you.
Oh, well, it's great to have you back on the Nutrition Diva podcast. And for more of Dr. Majd's advice and help in understanding the latest medical headlines, do check out her new YouTube channel. You just go to youtube.com/MAJDMD for all her latest content. And I have a link to Dr. Majd's channel in the show notes for today, along with links to some of this research that we've been discussing and other resources that we mentioned. And as always, if you have a question or a comment, you can post it there on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I always love to hear from listeners. And now, Dr. Majd, listeners, have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.